So it's 2019. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Melissa Etheridge, Cardi B, Brandy, J.R. Smith, and more are already obsessed. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable and so easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at an unbeatable price. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.
It's Costa and Richards. It's Braun.
Braun one on two, goes to the rim. Beautiful move.
And the Brow.
Anthony Davis steals it from Ingram and then dunks on top of his head.
Headlining Staples Center next season. The Lakers trade for Anthony Davis, sending Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, and three picks to New Orleans.
This is an important announcement.
Vegas has the Lake Show as the favorite to unseat the Raptors.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Where you want to woo-woo?
I love LA.
The fallout continues, and we're talking about it all day. Starting now.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues.
Here are Mike Costa and Judson Richards.
Open hour number three on a Monday. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for starting your day with us. If you missed it, 7:30, Ken Rogers, NFL Films. You know, Costa, one of my takeaways from the Raiders and Hard Knocks is they're very much in the now, right? They're not thinking about Las Vegas. They're not thinking about leaving Oakland. They're thinking solely about football, getting ready for the season. And the reaction coming in, this is low-hanging fruit. Killer interview, guys. Regards, Orenthal James Simpson. I mean, come on. Good to see OJ on the Twitter this weekend, said nobody.
Yeah, that great guy.
Actually said 632,000 people. That's how many are following OJ. I'd like to send a shame on you to the 632,000 people that decided to be okay to follow OJ. Mike Pomeranz joining us just under 10 minutes. Eagle Blue said this, Costa. He said, I agree with Judson. The Lakers look good on paper, but once Kawhi joins them, it'll get even better.
Eagle Blue, more like Eagle Poo.
Turn off your microphone and not to be heard from again, Costa.
Judson and Flex.
It's happening, finally. Good Lord. We've been watching Kawhi out there living his best life, this parade. He's got the shirt. Boardman gets paid. He's smoking a big cigar. I mean, Kawhi is doing his thing, man, and well-deserved, right? But I ask you this, and text line 70470, if Kawhi Leonard, let's say within a week, 2 weeks, a month, let's say after this parade, Kawhi Leonard leaves Toronto, what would we make of it? If Kawhi Leonard leaves Toronto after celebrating a championship in a parade,
right,
it would mean what? It would mean he's selfish. It would mean he's brilliant. What would it mean if Kawhi Leonard leaves Toronto after winning a championship?
To me, it means mission accomplished. You were brought there for a reason, and you accomplished that goal in season, your first as a Toronto Raptor. To me, it makes it easier for him to, in fact, come back to Southern California if that is the what he ends up doing in the long run.
Right. It would prove geographical, because I really do think the one reason he would leave is because he simply wants to be in Southern California. This is a guy, I mean, you can compare it to college. We've seen a lot of athletes stay closer to home because of the college that they choose. 844-570-1360. Now, I'm not sure if either of you have been able to come up with a better trio on one NBA roster than Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Kyle Kuzma.
James Harden, CP3, and Nene. Hello?
Why are you broing me?
Hello? I just gave you a trio.
One more time.
James Harden, CP3, Nene.
Okay. Well, Nene may be 52, and CP3 isn't far behind.
He's that young. You're right. No, I think right now, with the injuries in Golden State, with what Houston has, all that turmoil, and it's just Paul George and Russell Westbrook, let's say, with OKC. We went over the Denver Nuggets roster, and none of us could pick three guys that we all picked a separate guy that we knew played for the Denver Nuggets. Right now, you would have to say, yeah.
That, get me some chicken nuggets.
That trio of Kuzma and AD and LeBron, pretty formidable.
I'll put up the Mavericks as a force next year.
Though. No, pretty formidable. You can't find a better trio.
If you think about the Mavericks.
This is all on paper right now. On paper,
no, it's not.
On paper, you could say they're potential NBA
champs. On that
champs.
Paper is their accomplishments. So it's more than just paper.
But their accomplishments means that's history on that paper. There's no tomorrow on that paper.
Greatness, to me, molds a lot better on the floor.
Judson, here's the only other thing I'd say. You're always saying it all comes back to ownership, right? What has the Lakers' ownership done to prove us that they're not still a dumpster fire?
Zero!
Well, LeBron James, it's go time. LeBron James is virtually, he's not the owner, but he's going to be about the head coach and the general manager. I'm telling you, he's been pushed, man. LeBron James had to roll up his sleeves because he put basketball second, third, or fourth on the list. His name's been dragged through the mud.
No, Anthony Davis.
LeBron's the guy who likes to be talked about.
The move for Anthony Davis might, in fact, light a new fire under LeBron James because I think LeBron is going to see.
He's been chasing him for years.
How many years that Anthony Davis has left versus how big his window is. So I think he is even going to say, all right, I've got two, three at most where we can make something happen together.
Remember when LeBron James and Giannis did the draft for the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm.
Remember who LeBron selected first?
Anthony Davis,
right? And what's his name on TNT joked, isn't that tampering?
Yeah, exactly.
Because we know how long LeBron's been trying to play with AD. Greg wants to weigh in on the Kawhi question. Hey, Greg, good morning to you, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
As far as the options go, you know, Kawhi was sent over to Toronto in a trade.
Yes.
So it's not like he went over there on his own volition to say, hey, I want to go play with Toronto and now I'm leaving. You know what I mean? He was there, you know, for a certain amount of time this season and then, you know, has the option to do whatever he wants to do. And then as far as the Anthony Davis, LeBron, don't forget the NBA still now has transferred into a three-point, you know, shooting game. And now the Lakers look like they're going bigs. You know, who's shooting the rock out at the three-point line for them? Just like, you know, Major League Baseball's a home run-driven game now. You know, they need to have some shooters. So
and that's a good point, Greg.
They've given up quite a bit.
Yeah. You know, Greg, and thanks for calling.
One answer, brother. Robert Horry.
Hope you're having a good Monday, Greg.
Anthony Davis is a career 31% three-point shooter. It's not great, but it's pretty dang good for a big man.
Yeah, it is, but I'm not saying they went out and found their Kevin, you know, their 7-foot Kevin Duranter as far as Anthony Davis has been brought in to give them a presence
as close to KD as anybody else in the NBA?
Nobody, because he is a freak, and what he brings as far as being able to shoot, his size, the mismatches.
Well, he's KD with giant muscles and less ball skills.
Right. Yeah. Couldn't you say, if you could sign a player to 5 years today, would you sign Anthony Davis or would you sign Kevin Durant?
Oh, Anthony Davis in a heartbeat.
All right, so you're telling me that Anthony Davis is more valuable than Kevin Durant, but you don't think that they should be supplanted as the best team in the Western Conference?
The reason I'm signing AD before Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant has the Achilles. Kevin Durant has that issue of being insecure and the burner account thing. I don't think there's anything out there.
That issue. He had two NBA Finals MVP.
Yeah, but I'm saying
we should all be so lucky to have these issues.
I would say Anthony Davis is probably more solid all around than Kevin Durant is right now.
Well, yeah, he's not playing on one leg.
Yeah, but I'm still not ready to say championship.
When will you be ready?
Still delivered.
Can I set my watch to when you will be ready?
Sure. About a couple weeks ago next year.
So you
when
won
they're
some
in the after they win the championship or get to the championship.
Do we work a little bit in a projection-based business?
A little bit.
I mean, I wish we could all come in here and be like, well, I'll just have to wait and see how it goes. Imagine Sports Talk Radio, if everyone just said, well, shouldn't we just wait it out?
Okay,
shouldn't
we just
wait it out? Shouldn't we just wait
hand
it out?
Hand on hip, guy.
Big time.
Yeah,
also,
I'm
NBA
right
offseason is more entertaining
not,
than Jensen, NBA regular
you,
season.
You've gone down this rabbit hole where we're saying the Lakers are going to suck with Anthony Davis. They're not. They are much better with him right now.
You still have, if you were to do a power rankings, Mike Pomeranz, we see, buddy, 30 seconds, okay? If you did a power ranking of Western Conference teams. You're telling me that today the Warriors would be ahead of the Lakers in your power rankings. That's what you're telling me.
Yes, that's what I told you.
This is offensive. I'm glad
you're offense.
You may as well just scream at me like Manny Machado did that umpire. Because, I mean, this is, my ears are hurting. Right. Thank you. That was for Costa, right?
That's bull poop. That's fudging horrible. That's fudging horrible. That's fudging bull poop. Fudging, calling that all fudging day, all fudging day.
That's my reaction to you still having the Warriors above the Lakers. Mike Pomeranz, Fox Sports San Diego. Mike, did you ever undress an umpire like that? Did you ever just lose it?
You
just
did.
Go ballistic.
You know how little umpires cared about my I have absolutely no idea that I would have lasted longer than two words before the guy's like, "Huh? What?" All right, go.
Mike, did Welke give Arenado about a mile's worth of rope, and then Manny got about an inch and a half before he ran him?
You know the deal, man. It's not what you say, really. It's how you say it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't on the field to hear it, but you say the wrong expletive directed in the wrong way.
Yeah.
How else can I articulate that? That might have been part of it. I'm not sure.
It was the word fudge.
Yeah.
And he kind of walked him down a little bit. You know, like it wasn't like I'm kind of peeling off back towards the dugout, but he was kind of walking him down, you know?
Yeah. You know the strange
Which
thing
I love.
About baseball? The strange thing to me is it's the only sport where the officiating can be confrontational and
Yes. Everybody's
cool with that. You know, no other sport does a referee or an umpire or something stand in the player's face and go to toe-to-toe with the shouting match. You know, you don't see it in basketball. It may be a little quieter on the sidelines that way, but football the same. Hockey, obviously, not the same. It's a weird dynamic. Fans seem to, get used to it, and it kind of wakes up the otherwise moribund nature of the game. But, yeah, it was something, that's for sure. The strike zones were semi-erratic, we'll say that.
Yes.
All the way through.
Mike Pomeranz, Fox Sports San Diego, Milwaukee Brewers. We'll talk more about the Brewers upcoming at 8:30. Get you set for a good team, 7:10 tonight, Fox Sports San Diego. Mike, if you take a look at this series, I got to think, was this one of the more bizarre series you've ever watched? That Friday night game, I know it's at Coors Field, but you watch a team where you do see a special kind of life where in recent years, I mean, a 6-run deficit was the conclusion, you know?
It should be. It should be the conclusion.
Yeah, it should.
In the big leagues, in my mind, and obviously we're all pulling for the Padres, but in the big leagues, you have to be able to shut the door. It's certainly twice if you think you're a playoff team, in my mind. I love the fight, love the grit, but if you're on the other side, you've got to be feeling pretty badly about your inability to get outs. And it was, it was totally crazy. And I think any of the players would tell you the same. The pitching, I've never seen pitching struggle like that at this level. No matter how many players probably shouldn't be at that level, but I've never seen it struggle the way I saw it for those 4 days. And I love the offensive fight by the Padres. This coming back down six, coming back yesterday, it was crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
Mike, is that fatigue setting in with some of those guys? Is that fatigue setting in, or is it you're at altitude, you're in Colorado?
Oh, buddy, I wish I knew. I thought when you were saying, was that fatigue? I thought you meant for me.
No.
Yeah.
I saw you fall asleep mid-post game, Mike.
Got wiped out. It was exhausting, grueling to be under the air conditioning in the light. But, you know, it could be fatigue. It could be, they're just not a lot of good teams in the National League. And you're seeing every team's warts, which is why the wild card race is so thick. The league looks right now to be set up as it's the Dodgers. It might be the Cubs if they wake up. It possibly could be the Braves a little bit more so because I like their team defensively and they can hit. They can pitch a little bit and Keuchel might help. And you listen to all the mights and maybes. It isn't like the American League where there's still in the American League, the have and the have not, the top five and then everybody else. In the National League, it's like one club and everybody else is very, very much laden with holes. No matter how much you want to pull for any particular team, look at every team we've seen. They show you on any given day they are capable of implosion. And that's, I don't know what it exactly was in Colorado. I just, Every time you thought you could expect or predict an outcome, you found you were wrong. It was truly remarkable.
Mike Pomeranz, Fox Sports San Diego, was once traded for Lloyd McClendon. I believe, Mike, double A, right, was the ceiling for you as a left-handed pitcher?
The ceiling for me was my own inability.
Okay. Well, you're
my own handicap.
Well, your inability was higher than my inability. But looking at Chris Paddock, is Chris Paddock battling things that when you were in the minors, like, would have never even been something that you would have been considering to fight through, whether it's an inning limitation, pitch limitation, you know, kind of being stopped, started, and worked? I mean, this is somewhat new territory the last 8 to 10 years that pitchers in the past would have never even gone through.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. The science is so advanced, and the what they're extrapolating from that science to me is interesting, because as they've all admitted, and they say they, meaning everybody in the league, is you're doing what you think is best based on past performance, meaning how did a surgery turn out for player X years ago? And you're hoping that you can apply that almost semi-scientific guesswork to players down the line. So, yeah, we didn't have that. It was like, hey, you feel fine, start throwing again and throw again until you're hurt. With Paddock and with others, they're so cautious with justification that, yeah, it's a completely different environment. I think for Paddock, a lot of that was maybe by protection, but a lot of it was a product of a lack of performance. As we know, those last handful of outings, even the one that he had pitched decently in the last five, it was more a byproduct of facing a lineup that couldn't control itself, because his location seems off. The ability to spot the changeup, which he'd done so much better early, he just lost a feel for. And the breaking ball still wasn't thrown enough to where they couldn't spit on it. And he maybe just goes down and resets a little bit. I know everybody was excited. I'm sure he's going to be fine in the big picture. But it's a tough game, man. It's tough. As you guys know, it is such a hard game. And the guys who are good at it make it look so easy. Everybody thinks it's easy. But you're watching the best in the world. And he's finding out, like every player finds out, it's not as easy as it can sometimes appear, even for stretches. And it's a good opportunity for him to break. But, you know, we're seeing Castillo, the reliever, the left-handed reliever, Jose Castillo, trying to come back. His arm is barking again in AAA. So there are no guaranteed roads to safe performance, but they're hoping with Paddock they can monitor that enough to where they keep him on the field and never have another issue with his arm.
Mike, we've completely cursed Framil Reyes ever since we rolled out Fran Payne 2019. He has not hit a home run. Hunter Renfro is hitting home runs with regularity. As we get towards the All-Star break, the trade deadline, are you shocked if the Padres move a Hunter Renfro?
Would I be shocked if he did? No. I honestly wouldn't be shocked at anything, because I really believe there are players whose value they are evaluating is whether they'll be part of a future of a team, whether they can actually bring back the key pieces they need. I think what we're seeing are the Padres evaluating everybody. So I guess I wouldn't be shocked. I'm pleased for Hunter and his performance. I don't think any player in the big leagues, especially with this new singular trade deadline, should be shocked if they're moved. The few guys who probably are likely to stay are fellas with contracts that are too big to move, or they're so overperforming their number. Now, with Hunter, he's certainly overperforming his number, but if you look at you know, the level of interest from other teams, which might be increasing, clearly, the fact that he's 27, not 23, and that he'll be playing under, you know, with one more year before arbitration, it's a pretty enticing trade chip. So I could see it. I'm not advocating for it. So before any of your listeners freak out, it's not like I'm saying they need to trade him. I'm just saying you're asking me, would I be shocked?
Yeah.
And my simple answer is no.
Mike, finally for me, it's hard in this world of hype that we love. Fernando Tatis Jr., number two prospect in baseball, should have been number one, in my opinion, just because of the position that he plays over Vladimir Guerrero Jr. But he's better than even the hype, from what I've seen from Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah, he's you're 100% right in that regard. You know, we just had Steven Strasburg in, and everybody I understand in this market knows Steven well. But if you can remember back to his debut, there was no more hype debut. In fact, we ran the clip the other day when Washington was in town from his debut in what was it, 2009 or 10. And that was a situation where a player came out for his debut, did live up to the hype. And then, as we know, his career, he's been really good, but hard time staying healthy and hard to match the hype. I don't know that anybody came up in a town so desperate for a star as Tatis did in San Diego and was able to deliver on that.
Yeah.
He's been remarkable. The league is slower to make adjustments. Plus, you know, having missed the month, I don't know what they think is a pattern of Tatis's, but he shows the ability to adjust now pitch to pitch. Obviously, his defense is extraordinary. When I talk with Mark Sweeney and other people about him in the game and former players, the energy and more than that, the awareness, the baseball IQ, as they call it, you know, the on-field intellect, has been off the charts. I mean, he makes plays. You think, what does he see that we don't see? And he executes it. It's been remarkable. He's amazing.
He will walk you right up to first pitch tonight, 7:10, between the Padres and the Milwaukee Brewers. Mike Pomerantz, Fox Sports, San Diego. Michael, have a good show tonight. Thanks for the time, as always, buddy.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Hope to see you out there soon.
You bet. Mike Pomerantz.
There he is. Milwaukee Brewers tonight. They're 41-30. We'll go deeper into the Brewers, who is hot, how they've been playing recently, and how this series, how important it is for kind of this the space that the Padres are in. They're kind of hanging around, but they've also made it clear that they were also looking to sell. But they would be selling arguably their hottest hitter.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in his last seven games, have five home runs. Now you kind of look at the last seven a little bit differently when those four have been played at Coors Field. But he's got 23 home runs, 43 RBIs for Hunter Renfroe. And then what the hell did we do to Franmil Reyes?
That is really a great question. We did as much as we could. I mean, he's responsible for
a
little
part of that. Yeah, but I don't think we knew what could meant.
Well, we know the power of the show now.
Yes, we do.
Hashtag FranPain 2019. He has gone ice cold since we rolled up the campaign.
So are we like the Madden cover?
We could be, but if we can just, you know, go after more guys that he's competing with who might possibly be in the home run derby, mm-hmm. we might be able to turn the tables a little bit.
Well, it hasn't been good for him. I mean, he hit those two home runs.
Yes.
And then we launched in FranPain 2019.
He's got a little cold.
Hasn't been right since.
It happens. Brewers are in first in the NL Central, 40-31. Just who is the team from Milwaukee? We're going to help you know this and
alert.
Coming up today, right at 3 p.m. on the Loose Cannons, a lot to get into. NBA draft is days away. Updates there. Also, the U.S. Women's National Team. Is this becoming more exciting to watch because of the excessive celebration and the Padres? Is the season over? We discuss at 3 p.m. on Extra 1360 and 103.3 FM.
Hope you guys are having a great Monday. We certainly are. Anytime we're with you family members here in Extra, it is a great day. Hey, before we find out about this enemy, i.e. the Milwaukee Brewers, we need to offer congratulations to family member Mark. We had our listener pool last Wednesday for the U.S. Open.
Way to go, Mark.
10 callers. 9 got the top 9 golfers in the world at that juncture, and one of the callers got the field. Well, Mark got the field, and Gary Woodland came from the field, and Gary Woodland won the U.S. Open. And, Mark, you're going to get those tickets to go out to the San Diego County Fair.
Also,
4-pack of tickets.
That segment was more exciting than the waning minutes of the U.S. Open.
I have to agree with you
disagree.
On that.
Well, of course you do. You have the app, dude.
Well, wait. Okay, Brooks Koepka's putt miss, the birdie miss, was exciting. Because that could have, and then you're waiting for Woodland to, oh my God, if he shanks this or he bogeys the par 5, then we have a tie in a playoff. But he played it so perfectly right down the middle. That tee shot on 18, the approach on 18, onto the green.
The chip shot on the green, though, like that was fun.
17 was, yeah, that was great. You're right. No, it had its moments, but Gary Woodland was kind of in cruise control. Don't lose it.
Just because you're not cultured, Judd, doesn't mean you can crap all over a good segment.
That's
cultured.
Yeah.
I'm from where it was played.
Oh,
Save that. Oh, you know, Judd Coveney's from Carmel. I was there. I'm from where it was played.
Jim Nance and I have old fashions on the seventh hole recreation in his backyard.
Pompous ass.
I tried to show my emotional or share my emotional connection to that place.
God, you pulled your monocle off mid-sentence.
Oh, you did.
You daily dumped me last week when I tried to show him the emotion of my connection to that place.
You're friggin' wearing mink underwear today.
Sorry.
Excuse us.
Sorry, not sorry.
I'm from where it was played.
Culture yourselves, you swines.
That's my joke.
I just stole it. Why? Because I'm from there. Some of the texts coming into the show. This one, extrapolating? Pomeranz is bringing it. Jeez.
Quite the vocabulary.
Guys, keep Hunter and Reyes. Get rid of Yates and Will, if possible. We need a catcher and a pitcher. Oh, and a manager. This from the 619. Hey, David D. Rattlesnake.
That's your wrestling name.
Let's wait till the end of July and see where all the pieces fall for the other teams.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, well, one of those pieces could be Kyrie Irving also to the Lakers. You think then I could get Costa acknowledged that they should be deeper on the depth chart?
And that's what Bleacher Report is reporting. A lot of people had Kyrie going to the Nets. He wanted to play with KD with the Nets. KD wanted to play with Kyrie with the Knicks. But Kyrie has let it known he's been wanting to play with Anthony Davis for a while now, too. So maybe Kyrie is the guy who comes to the Lakers.
Who's next up for the Padres? It's time to know your enemy.
Had a really good slideshow joke after you mentioned Bleacher Report, but Fletch says we need to get to this.
Slideshow Bleacher Report.
Yeah, well, if you ever went on their website.
I do.
Then you should get the joke.
Slideshow.
Well, I didn't get to deliver it.
Okay.
Guys, I'm from there. Anybody tell people about the damn Milwaukee Brewers, Costa. All right,
they're 40-31. They got Christian Yelich with them.
There you have it.
And you've got a couple of home run guys who are hitting home runs with regularity going at it again tonight. Hunter Renfro versus Christian Yelich. And you just split the series in Colorado. But again, big asterisk when you're thinking of it's Colorado. So what is this Padres team that is coming in here? Is it ones that dropped two to the Giants before they went to Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a team that suddenly is going to bring it all together and take care of Milwaukee? No, I do not think so. I'm not surprised if the Brewers sweep the Padres at Petco.
Well, don't forget. Are you calling a sweep?
I am. I'm putting my name on it.
Really?
I got my broom right here. Just as ready.
I'm sorry. Is it three or four? Three-game set or four-game set? Everybody rush to the internet.
I'm saying three.
Click through the Bleacher Report slideshow. Let me know if it's a three-game or four-game set.
My money's on three.
Because don't forget, this is the team that does not really love playing at Petco Park. They're 18-20 at home.
Yeah.
They're 17-17 on the road. Well, they're right at 500. Okay, three-game set against Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
Mike Costa's calling a sweep.
Easily see 0-3 coming out of this, this homestand.
Yeah. 35-37. You're telling me. At the end of this homestand, they'll be 35-40.
Yeah.
Is there the know your enemy brawl meter? Anything go into it that Manny Machado stepped on the Brewers first baseman's?
Great memory. I totally forgot about the Dodgers Brewers.
The KYE brawl meter's got to go up a little bit.
And can we see more Manny
blow up
antics?
Put it this way. If Manny's bat doesn't suddenly get kind of hot here, I think you're going to see frustration boil to the surface, maybe with a little more regularity.
I've kind of been waiting for Manny to get pissed a little bit.
You mentioned that last week.
Yeah.
So were you looking at him getting pissed at the umpire going, all right, that's the Manny Machado I want to see a little bit more often?
Yeah, I don't know the history between he and that umpire. Like, that could have just been the frustration of the season. Maybe he got a bad night's sleep and it just kind of boiled over and he blew up. Or he just hates that damn umpire. And the umpire, after running him, gave him an opportunity to really, really, really lose it. Now, if you missed it, we transcribed and recreated the conversation between Manny Machado and the umpire. We will have that for you in the show shocker coming up at 8:45. You don't often see this because, you know, if you go to the Milwaukee Brewers, their website, and they go over, they have their leaders. The leaders in batting average, runs scored, home runs, RBIs, stolen bases. it's all Christian Yelich.
Sure.
There is not one other player named in a leading category of the Milwaukee Brewers because it is all Yelich. No, it's not that they don't have any other players. It's just that Yelich has been so damn good. He's got 26 home runs, 57 RBIs. He's hitting at a clip of .343 with 16 stolen bases.
Give me his home run RBI stat again.
26 and 57. Now, you've got Hunter Renfrew, who's got 23 home runs and 43 RBIs. So, when your RBIs are predicated only off of home runs, they're much lower. When you are taking better at-bats consistently, then it looks more like a Christian Yelich, who is easily on pace for over 100 RBIs for the season he's putting together.
MVP type of season, by the way.
Oh, my goodness, no doubt. But, yeah, you're right. What was the name of the player that he spiked at first base? Do we remember his name? It was the big first baseman. Was it Aguilar? Was it no? Yeah, Jesus Aguilar.
They were supposed to be buddies.
Like they are.
They know each other.
Well, this is how Manny rolls, and I dig it. It's like, listen,
it's between the lines.
Between the lines, we are not friends. I'm not a nice guy,
even though I'm from Carmel. Matt Strom tonight. Yeah. We have who do we got tomorrow night? Oh, Tuesday night we've got tonight is Joey Lucchese. We've got Strom on Tuesday night. Wednesday, the matinee, we're gonna get Cal Quantrill.
Is there a Judd Coveney Twitter account?
Okay, our good buddy Peter, our family member Peter, mm-hmm. is trying to get at Judd Coveney, JUDCHOVNY, trending on Twitter.
Which would you follow, OJ or Judd Coveney?
Oh God, I think Judd Coveney.
Well, they both kill. So.
I gotta give you credit for that one. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Real recognizing real. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that joke.
Are we gonna do the matinee? Are we gonna go to a matinee on Wednesday? We were talking game or movie.
How do I represent David Duchovny again? Remind me, because I feel like you guys have bullied me relentlessly today.
You have worn a black T-shirt every day for the last 3 weeks.
So David Duchovny is the owner of the black T-shirt look?
No, see what happens.
I've never thought of that before.
No, when you wear the black T-shirt, Duchovny boils to the surface. It just
comes out of
you. No, you start act. The statement, I'm where it's from. Is if that is not the definition of Duchovny, I don't know what is.
I speak facts.
The thing is, I really like David Duchovny. I don't think I like Judson that much.
Well, that's a given.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just tail Leone.
I don't know. I don't know how I show my face here every morning. Honestly, I mean,
Do you want a medal?
I wake to tears, knowing that the bullying is coming. So you see what I mean? I mean, I'm bullied
as
verbally.
As he speaks, his monocle is off his eye, being cleaned with a satin cloth.
I'm bullied in sound drops.
I will say this, and this is the absolute God-honest truth. Any bullying you've ever experienced from Fletch and I, you have brought upon yourself.
I disagree.
We never wake up going, you know, even though Judson's probably like having a great day and we love him, let's take some cheap shots at him. No, that's never the thinking. You just open up the doors and we come flying in when you get all Judd Coveney on.
I just want our listeners to know that I'm here for them, because if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be able to be here with the constant harassment that I face. I mean, it happens when I get here.
How do you do it?
How does Derek Carr get in here?
See, that's why. That's how you open yourself up for the ridicule and the bullying.
Oh, you guys are too much. If you missed it, we transcribed and recreated the back and forth. Did you hear the words that came out? Now, we can't say them directly, so we had to make it our own a little bit. What Manny Machado said to one umpire over the weekend.
Yofels.com.
Hey, it's Schaefer. Coming up later today on HSF at noon, the Padres back home for the Brewers. Can they get things turned around at Petco Park? We'll get going at noon on Extra 1360 and FM 103.3.
Anybody else find themselves overjoyed for Jeremy Lin today?
Well, he's finally realized a goal, realized a dream, being a major part of an NBA championship team.
He's signing every Jeremy Lin jersey that he comes across today during the parade.
All three of them.
It's probably more than you think.
Hey, could you get Kawhi to sign this for me?
Remember when Jeremy Lin for like 3 weeks?
I hear sneeze.
Good Lord. Wow. Sorry. Between this and the bullying, I don't know. I don't know if this is working. Do you remember when Jeremy Lin, for like 17 days, he...
Linsanity.
Yeah, there, he was like Tim Tebow for a little bit. It was just wall-to-wall-to-wall-to-wall-to-wall coverage.
Consider his championship a great accomplishment for their organization.
You used that line earlier. I didn't find it funny then. Fledge hates agreeing with me, but even on this, he had to agree with me.
Just a little. Oh, boy. Okay.
So,
cultured.
I'm from where it was played. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how that got your attention, but when I opened up about proposal and scattering of ashes, you completely ignored me.
I apologized for that. I'm not going to further be shamed by it. I said
yes,
I was
you
sorry.
Are.
I was wrong.
I saw a friend over the weekend.
And I
the
said
one
I was
part
sorry.
Of the show he remembered
yeah.
was that. He said, what a dick donkey move by Costa.
I said I was sorry. I'm not going to, listen, I'm not going to be bullied by you because of that. I said I was sorry. I noticed I was wrong. I said, my bad.
Now, family member of Mailman Rob is tweeting into the show because we've been talking a lot about Manny Machado, the way he lost it on Saturday. And was it personal or was just Bill Welke just that bad? Now, Mailman Rob said that Bill Welke is the umpire that tossed him when he dropped the bat too close to the catcher. So there could be some bad blood there.
Okay.
It did feel like this ran deeper than it would be a normal argument, balls and strikes, which you've seen, because Manny continued to remind him that he was not solid at his job in one particular way or another. And a lot of it was by telling him you effing suck repeatedly. So we have transcribed it and we have recreated it. Costa played the role of Manny Machado. I was Andy Green. And Fletch was Bill Welke, the umpire. Okay, this is what it sounded like.
And now it's time for the show shocker.
Fletch, give me a strike three call or give me your and out.
Strike three.
Oh, that's bull poop. That's fudging horrible. That's fudging horrible. That's fudging bull poop. Fudging calling that all fudging day. All fudging day.
Why'd you run him? Why'd you run him?
That's fudging bull poop. That's fudging bull poop. Fudging bull poop. Fudging bull poop. You fudging suck. You fudging suck and you know it. You suck. All fudging game, you've been fudging me. It's fudging bull poop. That's bull poop and you know it. Fudging bull poop.
He came walking to me and told me it was a horse poop call.
And scene. It's like Bill Welke was right there across the glass from us.
I was pretty
That's
good.
How good it was.
I was a All of the umpires do sound like they'd be like nerdy but overweight with a heavy voice, right?
Most of them are.
I feel like you nailed the Bill Welke impersonation.
What, Andy, what did I do wrong? He said it was horse poop.
I don't know if my Andy Green was as accurate as it could have been.
Your voice could have been a little bit higher.
Why'd you run him? Why'd you run him? Look up here.
My favorite part of that is when he said, you've been fudging me all game. Because that is such baseball lingo. Now, reportedly, it was that Manny Machado said that is a horse bleep call.
Initially.
On strike three, and that's what ejected him. But it's like, get a little thicker skin, dude. I mean, I know.
Bill Welke or Manny Machado?
Welke.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The language that is spoken on a baseball field and in baseball dugouts is, it's so utterly offensive unless you're in it and you live in that world.
But
and
why?
Then it's the same as using the word the or and but.
Why are baseball umpires at the major league level, not necessarily the minors, but at the major league level, universally known as the biggest D's in professional sports?
Well,
I don't get it. Why do they?
But some are just different than others. That's and it's no different than us. Like you have an incredibly thick skin. Like you, it really does roll off your back when we're talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone is wired like that. And I think there are umpires that are the same way. Some are very thin-skinned. Some are very thick-skinned and have a much better relationship.
You think part of it is that a lot of their calls are opinion calls, like that is their ball or their strike, where in the NFL it's, oh, he fouled him. Obvious.
Well, there is no... Well, I guess there is instant replay. But on balls and strikes, I mean, it's a subjective call,
yeah.
I guess.
Every umpire has their own strike zone.
Right. But he was having a bad game.
Yeah.
I mean... And Nolan Arenado, it's not like the Rockies were like, hey, they're screwing the Padres and everything's happening so wonderfully for us. We saw Arenado throw his bat, although he didn't get ejected.
No, he got to go on for like 20 seconds and then, hey, just get out of here.
This from the 619. How can a snake charmer like Judd be getting bullied? I don't know, 619.
Point.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cassie, do we have a thank today?
VP of NFL Films, Ken Rogers, talking about the Raiders on Hard Knocks. Mike Pomeranz from Fox Sports San Diego. Interviews available in the pod at sportssd.com. Goes out saying Ben Mudflat Fletcher. Last but not least, you brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces for what you do, what you've done for us. Thanks for hanging out with us today, everybody. What do you say we do it again tomorrow? Heard coming up next. We are Extra 1360, Fox Sports San Diego.
You need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.